It's been awesome. I mean, his positive energy and just the charisma he brings in the building, and you would think, honestly, you would think he's younger than me. Like, it's hard for me to hang with him sometimes. He's got so much energy and enthusiasm, and I think it's a great balance between me and him right now. It's been great, you know, and I knew when we hired him, his reputation, his experiences, that would be a strength of his to put together a strong coaching staff. So when that thing came together, it happened pretty fast. I feel really, really strong about that. A little bit. I mean, I'm ecstatic about it, you know, and the more I'm around him, I mean, you couldn't ask for more. Again, him too, high energy, confidence, very intelligent, team player. So it's been great. This is unique, us getting here together right now, the whole entire staff. So I feel like there is a time frame. I don't want to not acknowledge that. There's a time frame, but I think it's intelligent and smart of us to utilize that entire time and be thorough with all these decisions, not just the quarterback, but everybody. I mean, why wouldn't we be? So I just want to be patient and thorough in on the film and talking to the players individually as we go through the whole thing. There's a lot of things outside the building that I think are maybe a little misunderstood. And when you get to know somebody, it's not, you know, things are different when you get to talk to them face to face. So that's going on. I mean, I know he's a very talented player. And again, it's just getting to know him as a person and kind of how he ticks. I smile when you say his name, because he's, I mean, that was a huge get for us too. And that's something that I think goes a little unnoticed. I felt like Josh was one of the top evaluators in New Orleans. And for me to have him here with me sharing a lot of my philosophies, I mean, he's a Harvard graduate, and he's going to be huge in what we do. And he's been a big asset already for me. You know, we're healthy with our cap right now, so if we want to be, we can. Cliff Stein's done an excellent job in that. And again, I think it's just measuring what positions are strong in free agency versus which positions are strong in the draft. And we're going through that right now. But if there's a player that we know could upgrade us right now, we'll attack it. And there's different levels of free agency, but we'll look at every level of it and upgrade our roster that way. I think the reason why that position is difficult is because it's such an instinctive position. And I think if there's an area where scouts, where we make mistakes, it's judging instincts. So when I think of a safety, number one, instincts, ball skills, and open field tackling. Those are things that come to mind. So, you know, sometimes, hey, the ball's coming out quick in the college game now with a spread offense. But I think the number one reason why that position gets misevaluated sometimes is because of the instincts.